In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Assalamu alaikum, dear viewers. Welcome to Open Talk. We are broadcasting live from Salam Universal Network in the holy city of Qom. My name is Shahryar Naqvi. I will be your host today. In today's program, we will be discussing depression and its causes. Depression is a mood disorder that can cause persistent feelings of sadness, loss of interest. It might even make you feel like life is not worth living. Symptoms can include sadness, fatigue, a lack of energy, appetite changes, and feelings of emptiness and hopelessness. In the United States alone, depression is so serious that it affects millions of lives every day. And being a very serious problem, it can even lead to suicide. To discuss this issue today with me in the studio is joining me Islamic expert and research Sheikh Dawoodi. Welcome to the program, Sheikh.
Salam.
And also joining us from London today will be Sister Amina Inlows. Welcome to the program, Sister Amina. And as always, joining me in the studio is Sister Salehian, my colleague, who will be furthering the program with us. How are you doing today, Sister?
Thank you, brother. Alhamdulillah. In the name of Allah, the opener. Assalamu alaikum, everyone watching us live from the holy city of Qom, Sahara Universal Network. Welcome to our program, Open Talk. We are with you after a short break. Do stay tuned and Allah grant you paradise. The feeling is indescribable.
Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. Feeling the peace all around, seeing things we can never imagine, hearing the sound of rivers flow, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward. Paradise is where we are now. Paradise, a dream come true. Paradise. Paradise, thank you Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. Feeling the peace all around, seeing things we can never imagine. Feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
Welcome back. You're watching Open Talk with me, your host, Elah Sadeghian. This week, following depression and the talk over that, we had a question regarding, is depression weakness or sign of weakness? Your comments, Sister Asma, thank you. I strongly believe that depression is a state of weakness. Depression is the result of irrational and faulty thinking. And it is these faulty cognitions that stop people from behaving normally. Thank you, Brother Reza Mahdi. Nope, depression cannot be called weakness. It comes in everybody's life. Differs from person to person, maybe shorter or longer period of depression. Sister Zainab, depression is not always weakness. It's part of the kinds of pain people feel. The more people get hurt, the more they get strong. Sayyid Muhammad, thank you. Do not wear depression. It's a man-made thing. Whoever wears it becomes weak. Omi Zahra, thank you. According to my way, depression is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign that you have been strong for too long. Sister Hakima, depression is the potential for us to reach happiness. So how to manage self is the key point. And Brother Henri Wallet, a kind of different comment here. Depression is merely anger without enthusiasm. Thank you for your comments. Stay with us, my colleague, and Hiha.